Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for, again, for every one of you that have dialed in on this line, anticipating a word from the Lord. You know, like David says, my expectations, it comes from the Lord. Oh, yeah. So if you expect to receive and you look into to the heels which come of your help, guess what? You can receive that. We all just have to reach out by faith and belief. So tonight, you will find me in the book of Jude. Jude. And you say, Jude? All right, Jude is the next to the last chapter in the Bible, just before Revelation. There's only one chapter in it, but I'm telling you, it's a loaded chapter, and God has directed me to minister from that. So you'll find me in the book of Jude. Now, see, Jude, he warns the followers of Christ against false teachers and leaders. And God knows we have people like that today. But see, he was encouraged. He felt it really necessary that he had to warn them, warn those followers, that followers of Christ, that not so that they wouldn't be deceived, because you had people out here that were trying to portray themselves as teachers and as leaders, but yet they reject the lordship of Jesus Christ. We got to watch that. You know, when people start pointing folks to them and not to Christ, pay attention to that. The Bible tells us to know those who labor among us. Not only that, they'll try to destroy your faith and undermine your faith in others, and they'll even lead people astray. This is what Jude is warning. He's warning the Christians about this. You know, and so these leaders and anyone that follows these type leaders, the scripture says they will be punished. My God. And it tells us, it's a warning. It's a warning even for us that we need to pay attention and know the truth for yourselves. My God. See, this epistle, it begins and it also ends with the assurance, giving people the assurance that God, he keeps the believers from falling prey to the false teachers. And although false teachers are widespread, it's everywhere, and they're dangerous, but yet we don't have to be afraid of them, because see, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So I am going to start reading at the first verse, and I'll probably go maybe to the fourth or fifth verse. And it reads, Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ, and the brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father. Sanctified by whom? It says, this is who he's writing to. To those that are sanctified by God the Father. We didn't sanctify ourselves, but he said, you have been called and set apart, sanctified by God the Father. And he says, and then I'm talking to you that are preserved in Jesus Christ. That's telling us something. We are preserved in Christ. The blood of Jesus preserves us. And he's also saying, I'm also writing to those that are called. We didn't call ourselves, but God called us unto godliness. So he's saying, mercy be unto you, and then peace be unto you, and then love. And then he says, mercy, peace, and love be multiplied. Oh, my God, that's just awesome. That's awesome right there. That word that was written thousands of years ago is for us today. He's talking to the blood-washed, to the sanctified by God, to those that are preserved in Jesus Christ, and those that are called by him. All right, verse 2-3 says, Beloved, he says, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of a common salvation, in other words, when I started out and made an effort to write to you about just common things about salvation, he says, it was needful, it was necessary, it was expedient for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly, sincerely, contend for the faith. That word contend means fight for the faith. Fight for what you believe. Stand up and stand firm in the faith of Jesus Christ. He says, contend for the faith. It's necessary that I write to you. It's necessary that I'm warning you. And this same word is for us today. And he says, fight, contend for the faith, which was once delivered unto the saints. Verse 4 says, he's telling the why. For there are certain men crept in unawares. And if you read the background on this, it says people started coming through the side doors and everything, trying to deceive the people of God. And some of the Christians back then, they were gullible, and they were just easy prey for the enemy to try to come in and deceive them. But see, that's why Jude says, I'm warning you. I'm calling you. So do you understand? And then it goes on to say, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, and they are turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness, turning in for evil, and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. He says, I'm warning you. I'm giving you, I'm trying to protect you, and I'm writing to you that you will pay attention, understand, not only for the times in which Jews, they're talking about the end times, then, well, let me tell you how much more expedient and important it is for you and I right now. See, one of the footnotes says, even some of our churches today, right today, they have false, ungodly teachers, who twist the Bible's teachings to justify their own opinions, to justify their own lifestyle or wrong behavior. They may give them temporary freedom to do as they wish. They think they're getting by with something, but they will discover that in twisting scriptures to fit their needs, and they are actually playing with fire. See, God already warned us. You know, we can't woe unto those that would take, just add or try to take away from the scripture. It all, they have to be careful. The word means what it says, and it says exactly what it means. God will judge them for excusing and tolerating and promoting sin. Even in Jeremiah said it, like this. He said, woe be unto you pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, to scatter my flock, saith the Lord. Jeremiah is saying this, saying what God is saying. And then Timothy comes along and says, he just telling the people of God, see, we got some responsibility ourselves. More than says, oh, I'm saved and I'm sanctified, I'm filled with the Spirit of God, and I'm coming to have a good time, and I want the power of God to come over me. Hey, you and I have, we play an important part in our salvation. And in Timothy, he says, listen, in order for us to be not deceived, he tells us, study the scriptures, study the word of God. We got a responsibility to do that. Study to show yourself approved unto God, not to man, but unto God. It says, and then a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. What is truth? Truth is the word of God, Jesus Christ. He says, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus Christ came that we may have life, and we can have life more abundantly. But we have got to have some get up and go about us, search out the scriptures, read the scripture, because the devil does not care. He doesn't care what your title is. He don't care what your rank is. You could be bishop of bishops of bishops. Let me tell you what, the devil don't care, and we are no match for the enemy. But Christ in us is the hope of glory. Through Jesus Christ, we can do all things through Christ who gives us the strength. Say amen to that. My God. And then, see, in Peter, even Peter warns, Peter, 1 Peter 5 and 8, he says, look, to the people of God, we're talking to the people of God now, be sober. He says, be vigilant. That word vigilant means be watchful. Pay attention. Be alert. Keep your guards up. Jude says, contend for the faith that was once delivered unto the saints. If the old saints needed that, if the old saints needed to pray and to persevere and to seek God and the Lord deliver them, how much more you and I need to do the same thing? Amen. See, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He says, I am the Lord thy God. And guess what? He says, I change not. Hallelujah. God is an awesome God. So Peter says, look, be sober, be vigilant, watch, be alert, keep your guards up. In other words, pay attention. Know who's laboring among you. And then it's not only that, the word says, be filled. Not try to get filled, but be filled. That means stay filled. Stay filled with the Spirit of God. Mm-hmm. If you're filled with the Spirit, just think about it, and nothing can get in. Just think about, look, just like a glass of water. If that water, if all the way up, filled all the way up to the rim of that glass, and as the Spirit of God has filled all the way up, there's no room for the enemy to come in. There's, and if anything, it's going to spill over because the Spirit of God, you're filled with the Spirit of God. Doesn't mean you're not going to be tempted, but every temptation, the Scripture says, he does make a way and escape. So why is saying this? Be sober, be vigilant. Why? Because your adversary, the devil, don't you think there's a devil not assigned to us? But we don't have to be worried about that, but you do need to be aware. Your adversary, that's what the Scripture says, the devil, he's as a roaring lion. Didn't say he was a lion, but he says he's as a roaring lion. And what's he doing? He's walking about, seeking whom he may devour, but the word tells us to resist. He says, whom resist, and be steadfast in the faith. Got to know how to resist the enemy. The Bible says if we resist the enemy, he would flee from us. You have to recognize who is laboring among you. Recognize, is God using you? Is he using your members? Is he using your mind? Or are you allowing the enemy to use your mind for a garbage can? Oh, my Lord. Help us, God. Somebody say, help me, Jesus. Listen, in James, the book of James, the 4th chapter, 6 to the 7, says, God resists the proud. We're telling you how to stay vigilant, how to be sober. So God resists the proud. Mm-hmm. But he gives grace to the humble. So therefore, the Scripture says, submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. If we draw near to God, God himself, he will draw near to you. As simple as that. But the Bible says, understanding says, humble. Grace to the humble. God gives you grace. He's given you the power to sustain you. My Lord. So therefore, submit yourself to God. Draw closer to him. He'll draw close to you. We are, as I said, we are no match for the devil. Let God fight for you. The battle is not ours. It's the Lord's anyway, but we got to let him do that. You got to be in the place that said, God, hey, I can't handle this, but Lord, I turn it over to you. Many times we go through many things, many troubles, many situations, many circumstances in our lives, that some things that are out of our control, but we have to turn it over to God. God is able. He's able to fix it. He's able to calm that unruly child, that disobedient child, that child that you've been praying for and asking God to save him, deliver him. The more you pray, like the further they go. But let me tell you what, keep praying that God will fight the battle. God will do what's needed to be done. The Bible says, see, the devil, he's already defeated. Jesus took the keys from the enemy. He rose with all power in his hands. He said, I got all power in heaven and in earth. It's in my hands. And see, the devil knows that. He already knows he's a defeated foe. My God, my Lord, my God. So therefore, Paul, he's telling the church at Corinthians, he tells them also, he says, look, be steadfast, unmovable, and then always, always, not sometimes, maybe up, maybe down, maybe not today, maybe tomorrow, He says, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain. Hallelujah. So I want you to know that we can make it because we're on the winning side. And when Jesus Christ is Lord and master of your life, if he's in full control, you can make it. Things might look dark right now, but that's okay. God says that we are more than conquerors. He told us to be courageous. Praise God. You know, and just like he told Joshua, be only thou courageous, very courageous. Stand. Why? Because Jesus Christ, he is Lord of your life. He has taken up abode in us. And so greater is he that's in us than he that is in the world. Now here's a verse I actually want to get to. And that same chapter, but go to verse 24. Time is moving quickly, but verse 24, so keep in mind all these things, why Jude was warning the Christians, why they need to be vigilant. But verse 24, it says, and now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, hallelujah, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. My God, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty and dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. That means it's settled. Praise God. Just look at that. But now unto him. And you say, you didn't give us a title today. Well, there it is, because I couldn't give you that at the beginning because you wouldn't understand what I'm saying, now unto him. Well, I am telling you now. Now unto him. Him what? Him, Jesus Christ. Him that he is able. He's able to keep us from falling. So, yes, Jude warns him of these false teachers and these false prophets and these people that sneak in, and a lot of times they catch people unaware, and the first thing you know, if they're not anchored and rooted in Jesus Christ, they're subject to slip. They're subject to fall. But he's telling them, here's the comfort. Not only he's saying be vigilant, watchful, but he says, look, now unto him, right now, not tomorrow, not later, but right now unto Jesus, unto him who is able. He's able. He's able to keep you from falling. Oh, yes, he is. And he's able to establish your footing. He's able, no matter how hard things get and how much rain is in your life, God is able to sustain us and to keep us from falling and to present you faultless, in other words, blameless, before the presence of his glory. Not only that, think about it. We can't even comprehend the glory of God when he said he'll be able to present us to Jesus Christ, present us. He says not only that, with exceeding joy. To whom? To the only wise God. Now unto him, our Savior. He says, and be all the glory, be the majesty, and the dominion, and power. Hallelujah. Not only then, he says, both right now and forevermore. Now unto him. Hallelujah. Says hallelujah to that. He's able to keep us. And that's why I like this. When I begin to think about this, and the Lord just dropped that scripture in my heart. Now unto him. Now unto him. Think about this. Now unto him, unto Jesus Christ, who's able to keep you in your right mind and keep you with a sound mind. He said, but if you keep your mind stayed on me, I'll keep you. I'll keep you in perfect peace. Now unto him, right now. When do you need help? When do you need peace? Right now, unto him. Hallelujah. Now unto him. He's able to keep us in perfect peace. peace. Oh, yes, he is. Right now, now unto him who is the strength of our life. Hallelujah. We live in him. In him, in Christ, we live and we move and we have our being. When? Now. Right now unto him who is able to lead and to guide us into all truth. Now unto him who is the author, who is the finisher of our faith. Where are you in God? Have you made a step and then seem like you make two or three steps back? Well, step out again in him, knowing that right now unto him, that he has all power, now both dominion and all power, all glory, all that belongs to him. Hallelujah. Now unto him who never sleeps and he never slumbers. No matter if we have gone through trials and tribulations, don't make no difference how many people are talking about it, say that, oh, you'll never make it. Oh, that's not the way to go. But let me tell you, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus Christ, he is the truth. Hallelujah. He is our life. Now unto him. What else, Lady B? Now unto him who preserves us from evil. Oh, let's think about that right there. Mm-hmm. The devil can't take over you unless you open the door and allow them. But when you know who you are and who you are in Christ, to whom you belong, the scripture says, now unto him, he is still able to preserve us from all evil. Now unto him, hallelujah, he's able to give you beauty for ashes. Don't make no difference what you've been through. You don't have to look like what you've been through. He's able to give us beauty for ashes. Now unto him, he'll give us the oil of joy for mourning. Hallelujah. He knows how to wipe away tears. Hallelujah. Now unto him, he will give us a garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. When we begin to praise God, and we're praising from the depth of our soul, when we begin to just cast all of our cares, cast all the burdens, cast all the troubles on him. Now unto him, who's able to lighten the load. He's able to give us joy. Hallelujah. What did David say? David says, look, when my heart was overwhelmed, I ran to the rock that is higher than I. Now unto him who is our rock. Now unto him who is our fortress. He's our strength. He's our high tower. He is the peace of our life. He is the joy of our salvation. Say amen, somebody. Hallelujah. Now unto him. He reserves our going out. Mm-hmm. And he preserves are coming back in. Hallelujah. By God, even right now, when we're reading in the scriptures, 139th chapter, he says, Lord, you know my down sitting, and you are aware of my uprising. Father, you know our thoughts are far off before I even think it. Now unto him. Don't forget God is able. No matter what the circumstance, no matter what position you're in right now, he's able not only to preserve our going out and coming in. It says from this time forth, how long? From this time forth, that means for right now, even forevermore. Why? Because he says, I am the Lord thy God who heals you. Uh-huh. And now unto him who stripes, by his stripes we are healed. Remember, now unto him, he knows how to satisfy our mouth with good things so that our youth is renewed like the eagles. How many need your youth renewed? How many need to have God just rain down on you? Rain his blessings. Let his grace just overtake us and just get in his presence. And let a little of that glory just break forth on us. Hallelujah. It comes with the praises. Hallelujah. Now unto him. He's able to give us, as the scripture says, he gives us all things, not some things, but all things that pertaining to life and pertaining to godliness. So we have no excuse. We can make it because now unto him who is able. He is that true vine. He says, my Father is the husbandman. Hallelujah. Praise God. My Father, he's the gardener. He knows how to decorate us. He knows how to prune us. He knows how to clean us up. He knows how to sanctify us where we need sanctification. He knows how to take our feet out the mire and mark and clay and plant us on a solid rock to stay. Now unto him. We can ask the Father anything. He says, in my name. Now unto him. Glory to God. I know that you've been blessed tonight because I've been blessed. Now unto him. Praise God. So we have to watch as well as pray. Be alert. Stay vigilant. Don't be led astray. Study the word for yourself. Know what thus saith the Lord, because when you know the scriptures, no one can deceive you. You know, the Bible says, be not deceived, because God is not mocked. And it's, Paul said, I would not have you ignorant, brethren, that we need to learn what thus saith the Lord. Learn of me, Jesus says. Take my yoke upon you. Learn of me, for my burden is easy, my yoke is easy and my burdens are light. We have no excuse. Lazy people don't make it. People that procrastinate and says, well, I don't think I feel like it today. Let me tell you, there are folks that are that if you just really think about how good God is, they wouldn't even worry about, well, I don't think I'll go today. I don't think I feel quite well. Not all the time we're going to feel good, but now unto him. God is able to do exceedingly. He's able to do abundantly above all we can ask or even think, according to the power that is working in us. What kind of power is working in you? Now unto him. Oh, my God. I thank God. I thank God for that word. I thank God. Oh, my God. I thank him. He has fed us tonight. He has given us his word. This word don't change. Hallelujah. People change, but his word never changes. And we're going to be praying tonight. Hallelujah. And whatever your prayer requests are, put that before the Lord. Remember, now unto him who is able. He's able to deliver. He's able to set free. He's able to conquer. He's able to move in our lives. He knows exactly where you are. He knows what your name is. We don't have to sit in there. He's already there. He fills all space. We're reading that right now. David said, look, if I made my bed in hell, you're there. Your right hand is going to lead me. My God, even if I fly to the utmost parts of heaven, and God, you're right there. You're there. So we're going to pray, and we're going to believe God. Now unto him. We're praying, God. We are praying for the McQueen family. We're praying for the strength of the Williamson family. My God, there's so much going on. They've had death in their family, but God is a sustainer. Oh, my God. We're praying for the Sister Renarda McFarland and family and her daughter and her family. We're praying for Sister Sasha Royal and Brother Jerry Royal. We're praying for you all, holding you up in the Lord, strength. Praying for our own Sister Sheila Booker and Deacon Bernard Booker, strength there. My God, God is good. Hallelujah. We're praying for our own Mother Dolores Liggins and her family. Praise God, and Deacon Walter and Sister Mary Brown and their son Darryl Brown. We are praying for Brother Cleo Brown. We're praying for that Brown family. Praise God, praying for Deacon Robert and Shirley Cooper. We also give a special prayer also for our Miss Tracy Bowser, that God will just deliver and set her free. Oh, it's many more. There's so many more. Even that, all the names that I didn't call that are already on our prayer list. Praise God. We continue to pray for the Doyle family. My God, and continue to pray for the Bolden family. My God, it's just so much. Praise the Lord, and we just believe in God. Continue to pray for Miss Doris Bolden. We believe she's home right now, but we just believe God that even those that take care of her will just, all the caregivers. My God, we're praying for them. We need each other's prayer. So let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we praise you. We glorify your name. We thank you, God, that we can look unto you. You are the author, you're the finisher of our faith. My God, you told us to look to the hills from which comes our help. All of our help, Father, it comes from you. We understand, Father, that your word is quick and it's powerful, Father. It is sharper than any two-edged sword. Father, I thank you for the scriptures that you have just revealed to us tonight. You have opened our understanding. Father, we thank you, God, that you are able and willing to keep us from falling. Hey, God, we thank you that you will able to preserve us until the day of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we bless your name, God. For that we say thank you. We thank you for calling us into the life, calling us into the marvelous light, calling us out of darkness. Praise God, we thank you, Jesus. God, we praise you. Father, even when the enemy comes in like a flood, by your Spirit, you will raise up a standard against him. And Lord, you know that every single need that is representing here tonight. Father, we pray that you would just show up in their individual lives and individual circumstances. Father, some need healing. Father, some need deliverance from pain. God, take away the pain. Their body is racking with pain. Father, we know that you said you would not allow us to go through more than we are able to bear. So therefore we cast all our cares upon you, Father. For you cares for us. We love you, Lord. We thank you for the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. We thank you for that peace that keeps us covered, that peace that keeps us in our right mind. Thank you, Lord. There's no one else like you. Father, we bless you, God, for we have your promises tonight, and we stand on the promises. Father, we love you, Lord. We thank you because we know you are the answer. Jesus, you have died and you rose and you ascended on the right hand of the Father. You're making intercession for us even now as we pray. I pray for those that are riding along on the highway, that you would keep them protected. Keep the blood of Jesus around them, Lord. The angels encamp round about them. Even that those, God, in their homes tonight, minister, let this same word minister. Minister to them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, God, because, see, we come this far by faith, leaning and depending upon you, God, standing on your word, God. God, I thank you, Father, for the light of your word, Father. We thank you, Lord God, for all those that you have given in our lives that have been such a blessing to us, God, and to cause us to be a blessing one to the other. God, give us that deeper love for you, Father. As we have a deeper love for you, God, that love will overflow into the hearts of our brothers and our sisters, God. Father, we know we can make it. We can make it because you said so. You said it in your life, in your word, God. Hallelujah. We're more than conquerors. So we confess that tonight, God, that we can do all things through Christ that gives us the strength. We believe it. We confess that, God. We confess that all of our needs are met, or you're able to supply those needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Jesus. And Father, we love you tonight. We praise you, God. You are an awesome, awesome God. Father, while I'm praying, God, I ask that you just touch Miss Florence Peaks. Touch this elderly woman, God, who lives alone by herself, but yet she's not by herself. Because, God, is your glory that fills that apartment where she lives. And Father, I ask that you speak to people that would meet her needs, that would to do the things that needs to be done. Oh, God, I just thank you, Father. I thank you for all those that are on this prayer line tonight. I thank you, Lord, for their prospective homes, and God, you just bless them, God. Oh, God, we just ask that, God, that just let your power, the Holy Spirit, fill them. Fill them, God, that things that they touch, God, let it be prosperous, Lord. Oh, Father, we would give you the glory. We'll give you the honor. Father, even those that are in prison, remember them, God. God, you can open doors, Father, that no man can shut. Father, it's people that ask to let their salvation of the Holy Spirit go through all those prison walls, Father. You are able to do it, Father. In the name of Jesus, God, you are able to protect those that you have called, those that are set aside, that you sanctify. Father, I ask, God, that you just help us to give your name the praise. We'll give your name the glory. We'll just give you the honor. And Father, we pray even for our country, Father, our nation, God. Lord, you see the things that are going on, the killing and the needless shooting and all so much going on that's unjust. Father, I know it's in your hands because you said the heart of the king, it rests in your hand, Father. And Lord, I know that you will protect us. As you said in your word, you will preserve us from all evil. So therefore, God, we present it to you. Fix it, God. You know what has to be done. God, we are waiting on you, God, and we will look to you. We will just stand on your promises, and we'll love one another, and we know that we can make it. Why? Because now unto you that you are able to keep us from falling. Hallelujah. We pray for our children. We pray for the healing of those that need to be healed. We pray for our neighbors, Father. We pray, God, oh my God, God, even when we walk out, let your radiance of the Holy Spirit shine on us. Have your way, God. We are believing you. We're standing on your promises. And we thank you. We thank you for our pastor, that God, you continue to strengthen him, continue to raise him up. God, that you will use him to your will and to your glory. And Father, we thank you. We thank you for all these things that we're asking in the name of Jesus and for his glory. And everybody on this line, hallelujah, say amen. 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 You are in agreement with this prayer? Everybody say amen. Glory to God. And we thank you for the answer. Oh, yeah, God, we thank you. We accept your word. We thank you, God. What a word we heard tonight. God, we thank you, Father. We praise you, God. We thank you. Now unto him. Hallelujah. We glorify you. Thank you for everybody that's on this line. We bless you. Bless them for their faithfulness. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, praise God. Thank you all for being on the line. And I love you. Pastor loves you. God loves you more. Continue to be blessed. Continue to look to the hills from which comes your help. All of your help, it comes from the Lord. So until next week, we're going to say good night and continue to be blessed. Continue to look to the hills. Amen. Love you. God bless you. Good night.
Love you too.
Where are you going? You so busy here with this fire. Where are you? I'm calling.